don't feel like I have to play in it, but I mean, it'd be great to just get out there and play football. So, you know, we're still just worried about Tennessee right now. And next week, you know, kind of take care of itself, and we'll see if, you know, we should get out there and run around a little bit.
Do you think you could jump out in a playoff game having not played in 2.5 months and be, you know, your only your active self that you've always been? Or?
What do you think?
That's a long break. I don't know if you've ever had a break that long.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like whenever, you know, the time comes and I get out there, I know how to play football. And so that's one thing you don't, just because you have time off, you know, doesn't mean that you forget how to play the game. So I know how to play the game. I know the defense. And so, you know, when that time comes, I'll be ready.
Is all that's left for you pretty much to take a hit near that area?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've done everything else, you know, running drills, you know, ball drills and all of that stuff. So game time will be the only thing left.
It's been really close for it seems like a couple, 3 weeks now. And then not getting cleared, has it been frustrating to you at all? Or how do you deal with all that?
Well, it's been frustrating, you know, since it happened, you know, so I don't think it's been any more frustrating that I haven't been able to play, but just not being able to, you know, play in football games and prepare and get ready to go out there and play an opponent, you know, that's hard, you know, that's hard for any player, you know, and especially me. I've been doing it so long, you know, it's kind of, you almost expect to be able to go out there and play football regardless of what the injury is. Just so happened this type of injury, you can't just go out and play. So I think that's just probably the most frustrating part of it. So I look forward to getting back out there on the field.
Have you been pushing for Coach McCarthy? Said you might not think it now, but you're thinking down the road for at least.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we, this team has, you know, throughout this season, you know, found ways to win, and we find ourselves in the playoffs. So I'm just thankful that, you know, when I do come back, I have a chance to play in the playoffs. So, I think, I mean, if it so happens that, you know, it was able to, you know, needed a couple more weeks to heal and get completely healed, and I can go out there and play through a full playoff, then. Yeah, I thank him. So, yeah, no problem there.
Sitting for this extended period of time, for the first time in your career, really, I mean, has it given you a different perspective on what you're seeing on the field, or do you pick up any new things that you haven't seen, you know, because you've been a part of the action all the time?
Well, you know, I've been through it before. So, you know, I did break my leg in 2005, I believe, and I missed 10 games. So, you know, I've been in a position before. I just think now, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's just being a part of this team or whatever it is, but, man, I just want to be out there even more, you know, now that I've been out, you know, for the past couple of weeks. So I just can't wait to get out there and play some football. You know, I miss it.
Charles, are you sure that you'll be able to play the way you believe in playing? I mean, you're always very physical. You know, I mean, do you worry that you might have some reservations about, say, tackling an Adrian Peterson when you're not quite sure how it'll react?
Well, I mean, probably before the game, you know, but I think once you get into the game, I think all of those thoughts kind of flee your mind, and, you know, you get ready to play the game. So, I'll think about it for sure, you know, before I get out there on the field, but once I get out there on the field, then it's time to play football.